is Andrew WK, and you're partying right here with Colin Means on the Sporting Rave Network. Go, baby!
Hey, Michaela, thanks for coming on the Sporting Rave podcast today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I guess we'll get started in talking about Survivor. Obviously, you were in the Lingerie Football League for a while, and now you're on CBS Survivor. So first question is, how did you get on the show, and what made you want to compete on the show?
Well, what I actually did is I applied for Amazing Race. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but they never asked me to apply for Survivor. And Survivor worked out, so, you know, it is great. And, you know, I got picked for the show, so it definitely worked out.
All right, so what did you have to do to try out for the show?
What you have to do is you have to make a video, and you have to send it in. And, you know, through that they have, you know, just the castings that come through, and you just pretty much just go through a bunch of castings. And if you make it to the end, then you're on.
All right, so how did you prepare for the strenuous task of surviving?
The preparation that I had to do, definitely kept eating. Playing football was actually really good physically for me because, you know, we practiced for hours outside and before the sun, and physically, I think I was in great shape. And my mom, she, like, went through every season for me and just kept out, okay, this person did this wrong, make sure you can do this, you gotta do this. So she's the one that, you know, mentally helped me with the backside of the game and making sure I don't do this, like, you do that. So I pretty much covered the three things for me.
Alright, I was watching your, the promo, I guess, for the show, and then towards the beginning, you know, you said you're from New Jersey and you wanted to kind of counter the Jersey Shore stereotype, so I take it you're not a big fan of the show? So what were some of your strategies to succeed in Survivor? So, I mean, obviously you filmed the show months ago, but did you make any enemies while on the show? Or is that something you can't discuss?
I'm supposed to go into it, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So, obviously you played in the LFL last year. So, did your time in the LFL with all the practices and everything help you physically, you think?
Indoor AC fields. We're outside sweating and, you know, we get water breaks. was every so often, I see being out there, we're in the South Pacific. It's hot. It's humid. You know, it's just like the conditions that we have at home here in Tampa. So I think that definitely did help out. I think, I think it also is going to help citizens, you know, with the heat, but, you know, the lack of, you know, the water we're going to have. And I just, you know, for all the, the competitiveness of it, I think really going to help. You know, a lot of things are puzzles. A lot of things are, maybe you didn't mix it up. You're going to have something that's aggressive, you're going to have a puzzle, you're going to have things that, you know, do more strategy. But I think when it comes to athleticism, the football thing definitely is also going to help.
Yeah, I think sometimes people from the comfort of their own home can't always kind of, see just how hard it is on the show. But so which do you think was harder overall, like Survivor or playing in the LFL?
I think Survivor was definitely harder than the LFL. like I said in my bio, this game, there's just so much, more to it. And, LFL is great because if you don't like somebody, you can just hit them, knock them out, walk all over them, whatever you want during a game, even a practice. This is because, there's going to be a social game involved. You can't go up and just knock somebody out and expect them to vote you in the end. They'll vote for you in the end. they're not going to want to give you $1 million. They have to give them a black eye.
Right.
So, I think LFL is a lot easier. It's a lot easier to just get what you feel out and have to just keep it up inside. Survivor definitely was a lot harder than the lingerie football league.
Yep. What happened with the brawl last year? With the maybe it was Tampa and Orlando or what?
The infamous Miami brawl.
Yeah.
It ended up being the biggest brawl in LFL history. What happened was, Miami girls, they're very, they're just
competitive
fighters. We respect, this and that. We just, the way we, we were taught by our coach, Joe Murphy, is just, we just didn't play clean. We don't play dirty. And, these girls, end of the game, we win, and one girl grabbed her towel and threw it at one of our players right in the face, and then my own player, did something back and threw it at her, and the next thing, pushed her off the shove, and I felt like I was on a, an MLB field where both the teams are charging out of the dugout. So what happened, I played defense, so I was on a bench, and I'm cheering because, I'm sorry. I was on the bench cheering, and I had no idea what had just happened. So all of a sudden, I turn around and I see it. There's all the fans' faces, and their jaws just dropping. I'm like, "What happened? We just won. Why aren't they cheering anymore?"
Yeah.
I turn around and there's a brawl. I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" So I run out, and my roommate's a part of it. I'm like, "What's going on?" My coaches are trying to separate the girls. Next thing you know, one of my coaches gets punched in the face by one of the players from the Miami team, and it was just, it was madness. And by the time, everybody got in there and took everybody off, we sent Miami on their nice lonely way home. They never made it to playoff, and lo and behold, this year, they never even asked them back. So they no longer have a team. A lot of the girls have gone to Orlando, and one of them actually sent in territory that she went to Vegas, too. So they've gotten rid of that team for now.
Yeah, I actually talked to Mitchell Mortazzo, who came on the podcast a little while ago, and he said, I guess, that, the main reason Miami didn't, doesn't have a team anymore, at least this year, is because they don't really have a place to play. Like, I guess they're playing at American Airlines Arena, and that just didn't work out, but...
The way I look at it is, if it was that much of a big deal, they would have found a way.
Yeah.
I think, we have players that were suspended for next games. We had coaches who were suspended when they were doing nothing but separating the fight. So we were punished, for the following game against Philly, but they never got punished. In the back of my mind, Mitch, I have been thinking also, there's been a lot of drama with his team, one. And two, following them, maybe it could have been on a college field or another, this or that. There's a lot of sports teams down there, and, they could have made it work. Maybe it was a little too late for now. They brought Toronto into it this year. They brought, the Chill into it. So they had a lot of other places they were, trying to build up too. So maybe in a couple, years we'll get that back. I'm not sure. I hope so, And we'll have another team nice and close, with our three Florida teams. You had Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. So, we'll see.
Now, there were some rumors that the brawl was actually fake. So what do you have to say to that? Because it seems ridiculous.
Are you kidding? kidding me? This isn't the WWE. Are you kidding me? There's no way. If you guys see the videos, it's, you know, I'm going crazy again, you know, just a back to one of the girls and push went to shove, and it was just a brawl. You can you stay in MLB brawl? No. You know?
Yeah.
There is no way. You know, especially when it leads to suspensions of, you know, players and coaches, there is no way. I find that amusing now.
I'm going to
tell my girls that
because
they're going to get a kick out of it.
Yeah, but they will. I think it's coming to the point where the LFL is no longer kind of, you know, that league people kind of perceive to be, you know, just for show, you know, girls out there in lingerie, you know, just playing football. But now it's actually a legitimate, you know, sports league, and I think people are starting to catch on to that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, people first come to our games, they think, you know, like I always say, it's going to be a bunch of girls running around in a little tiny lingerie, just, you know, prancing around. If that's not the case, you know, we hit, you know, we have, you know, also these quarterbacks' arms, you know, make guys' jaws drop. They're like, did that girl really just have a pass? You know, did that running back really just make that cut? They just cannot believe it's real football. So, you know, a lot of us, we play D1, D2 sports, you know, we're athletes, you know. We're not coming off, you know, some runway, you know, some of the girls do the modeling on the side, but we all have an athletic background.
So right now, I mean, this season, you're not playing for the Breeze in the NFL, so will you be returning at all?
Yes, I actually missed the tryouts over the summer. I was away on the Breeze referee, I should say that. Yes, I looked to be returning for the, you know, the Breeze. You know, I've been extremely busy and, you know, planning for the show has just taken up so much time. So I will be looking to return next year. You know, stronger and better than ever, and here to support my girls.
I guess you have a pretty good excuse for missing the season, being on Survivor and all.
Yes, I guess you can consider that a pretty good excuse.
So, what are, I guess, maybe last question here, what are your predictions for the LFL season? How do you think the Breeze will fare?
Well, start off, like we've seen so far, you know, Vegas upset Chicago. You know, they're upset already this season. I think that, you know, from the practices, you know, I've been to and heard about that, you know, our girls are, you know, they're running their butts off. We're not as big as we were last year. You know, a couple of our, you know, vets also have, you know, retired. And I think that, you know, we're definitely going to put up a fight. I feel that until we see a lot of the other new teams play, you know, until, like, you know, because we still have Toronto coming up, we still have Chile, so a lot of other teams that we haven't seen. You know, play. And definitely, I think, you know, Vegas just proved himself. You know, Chicago, they've been around for a long time. That was just awesome. And I just think that the Breeze, definitely, we're definitely going to mix it up this year. We're definitely, we got hard hitters, you know, we're strong. And like I said last, you know, we're not a dirty team, you know, and I think that that'll definitely help us in the long run. And I think that we'll be pretty good. You know, we go to work and see these girls, you know, how many times a week, and I think that they're going to pull through in the end.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of competitive teams this year in the LFL, so definitely exciting.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, they're expanding is awesome. You know, they're moving into new places, and they're just adding more and more, you know, to the U.S., especially, but come on, like, you know, Green Bay, that is just a sports town. That right there is just amazing to have, you know, just a team there is just going to help us expand, and just, you know, the following we have there for any sports team is just going to, is just great. So I think that was just a great idea by, you know, Mitch, just, you know, trying to get a team there. And, you know, so far, you know, we're about to see how the girls do.
Oh, yeah, and the opening Green Bay, Minnesota game was brilliant, basically.
Hold on, I can't hear you. What's that?
I said the opening Green Bay, Minnesota game was basically brilliance on Mitch's part, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yes. The way he did that, and then, you know, he said two of the newest teams off. And then, you know, he went right into, you know, the Vegas, and I think he did it doing it on purpose. And then I think it's, is it Friday or Saturday? I know the Breeze has the away game, and they're playing up in Toronto. So it's, you know, it's, they're getting all the new teams up there first. He definitely went on purpose, you know. He wants to get into other joints, you know, see what these teams have put together, what they've come up with. And, you know, it's just going to be great. And, you know, the Breeze also plays, you know, he plays Philly comes up too. And Philly, you know, they upset us last year. You know, unfortunately, we played them right after the Miami Bowl. We had suspended players, suspended coaches, and then we played them also, you know, in the semifinals, you know, and unfortunately it was an upset. You know, the ball came down to the wire, we're on the 2-yard line, you know, we should have converted it into a touchdown, and unfortunately a couple things here and there happened. You know, we got to move back 5 yards, and it's just, it's an upset, and I think this is a long time coming for us to meet Philly. I think a lot of us have this bad taste in our mouth with Philly, and we just want to get it out, and it's great they set it up as, you know, one of the first games.
Right, and that's the great thing about sports is, I mean, they said there's always next year, as if it's negative, but, you know, there's always a chance to redeem yourself.
Exactly, and Philly, like we said, is just one of the big ones, and Philly plays their Baltimore Jerry ball, too. So it definitely has just been, you know, they're a very strong team. Their coach is, you know, one heck of a coach. So it's another way for us, too, just to get back at each other, you know, second year in a row, maybe we can take them down and show them what we're made of here in Tampa.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michaela, for coming on the podcast today. Had some great discussion, I think.
Thank you.
And I guess, you know, when it's published, I'll send you a link on Twitter or something, and then you can see it.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. Thank you.